Good morning. My guest this morning is Andrea Van Dyke from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, Roland. Always glad to see you.
Music all the way from Greece.
Pretty much, yeah. Greek music.
Talk about these people, the Holax Trio.
The Holax Trio, right. Well, they were actually founded by a Californian, Jamie Smith, on the Greek island of Amorgos in 2007. She's a classically trained violinist, and she married a Greek musician named Orestes Koletsos,
wow,
who is now an acclaimed bouzouki player and vocalist in Greece. So the two of them formed this in 2007, and they're traveling with a third person named Stavros, this one, on the guitar and vocals. So they have produced at least five CDs, mostly dance music, mostly instrumental, all Greek, and from different types of rhythms and things, but pretty much instrumental dance music with some vocals.
Right.
And they are, of course, a big hit on this festival circuit. And they recently moved to Sacramento, where Jamie's family lives. They have a child. Because times are hard in Greece. In fact, Stavros, my own friend, Mr. Steve Fowler, and I visited them there in Athens in 2014.
Wow.
And they're a delightful group, and they play beautifully. They're all classically trained, violin, guitar, bouzouki, and vocals, pretty much. So it's a great opportunity for Greekophiles and dancers to come and do their thing at OCA in our nice space.
Oh, yes. I was just there. And the space just gets nicer all the time. It's like it works itself in somehow.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have some special refreshments. I always manage to try to do that.
No ouzo?
Yes, ouzo.
Okay.
Yes, ouzo. Yes. And there's dance space, fine refreshments. And it's coming up fast, Friday for a change. Not on a Saturday, but a Friday, August 18th. From 8 to 10 p.m.
Has he played at the Occidental Center before?
Twice. They've been in 2012 and 2013.
My memory is terrible.
But I could barely remember that. That's a while ago. But they're back for their third tour, and they're going to play other festivals around. So we're happy to have them back. It's going to be fun for everyone. You don't have to know Greek dancing. It's pretty easy to pick up. It's fun.
Right, right.
And there'll be a lot of people there who love it, and some people are quite good at it, and others are going to try
it. You think audience members?
Audience members, yes. Oh, I hope so. That's why I'm reaching out to everyone who loves Greek music and Greek dancing to come on down to Occidental and do that.
So do you think that that the Occidental Center for the Arts in booking acts in the future is going to rely more on international music?
We have been pretty consistently. In fact, I call ourselves the world music headquarters in Sonoma County,
I
think I'm correct. We've had just this year alone, you know, Japanese people from New Zealand, Ireland, Scotland, France, Japan. It's a pretty international mix.
Do you get known for that? In music circles, do people contact you from other countries?
They do all the time, yes. And they've somehow found us. We're a welcoming venue. Yes, we're very much appreciated by international artists. And some of them are pretty big names, like Peppino D'Agostino is coming back for the third time this December. He likes the venue as well, and others. So it's a great space for world music, however you want to interpret that.
Right. Great. Andrea, thanks very much for coming in, as always. And thanks for the work that you do, bringing all sorts of great stuff to the West County.
Thank you, Roland. We appreciate KRCB's support as well.
Okay. So this is the Holax Trio, Friday, August 18th at 8 p.m. For information, on the telephone, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.